What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, March 13th, 2017. Here, start of a brand new weekend into the middle of the month, 2 days away from the debt ceiling crisis and a bunch of other financial indicators. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And obviously, we are continuing to put the majority of our focus on the two big scandals. Obamagate, or though some people are calling it Towergate and so forth, along with CIA Gate, the WikiLeaks revelations, and the corporate media is trying to find some way to just trivialize and dismiss them and make them go away. How could you even pay attention to that nonsense? We have Kim Kardashian, and we have stars and celebrities and all the rest of this other nonsense going on. But more and more people are beginning to look at this bugging of the Trump campaign headquarters as saying very clearly this is at least the equivalent of Nixon's Watergate, if not more so. And I tend to think more so. Now, of course, Obama's supporters, defenders, John McCain even are out there saying, you can't make that accusation without evidence. We demand to see the evidence here and now, or you must withdraw your accusation. Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to find out what Trump has so that they know what evidence they have to compromise, what judges they have to blackmail, what witnesses they have to murder before this thing comes up for investigation. But Trump is holding his cards close to his chest, as well he should. Apparently, the White House is bringing on some additional lawyers to look into this matter. Jeff Sessions is talking about he's going to appoint independent counsels to look into all of this stuff and not let Congress take it and spin it six ways from Sunday here. Now, Dennis Kucinich, I think we mentioned this on Friday, has gone public saying, yes, he supports Trump's assertion of wiretapping. It happened to me, too. And apparently, back in 2010, when he was opposed to the Obama invasion of Libya, Kucinich found himself under surveillance. And I know wiretapping is an archaic term. I've gotten emails about that. The methods may change, but the idea, the intent is still the same. No, they don't actually go out and put alligator clips on wires anymore. The eavesdropping system is actually built into the phone system. And it was done all the way back in 2000 by an Israeli company called Converse Infosys, who is suspected of having a backdoor left into the system so that they can use it to eavesdrop on people's telephones here in the United States of America. There's also other things. There's radio bugs. There's laser mics. There's microwave mics. It doesn't matter what they do or how or what tools they use. It's the idea that the Obama administration was bugging the campaign headquarters of a candidate for president of the United States of America, and information gleaned from those bugs, those taps, somehow, mysteriously found its way to the Hillary Clinton campaign. I'm sure it was just the little magic elves in the dead of night who were doing all of that work. But it is a new Watergate, and like the original Watergate, it's probably going to take a while for this to come on and out. Now, Cheryl Atkinson, who was a former corporate media reporter, and she's been on the outs for actually daring to tell the truth, basically saying that her computers were being hacked into when she was trying to report on some of the things going on with the Obama administration. Her computer would turn on and off by itself. Files would delete all by themselves. And apparently she had some forensics experts look at the computers just to make sure she wasn't doing something wrong and being silly. And the forensics expert said, yes, without question, your computer has been entered from outside. Now, good old Judicial Watch has stepped on in. They're suing Obama's Department of Justice and the CIA for illegally investigating General Flynn and President Trump. And so good for Judicial Watch. They are doing yeoman's work. They have been all throughout the years trying to deal with some of this stuff. And so good for them with what's going on down there. And, of course, those of us who've been at the forefront of trying to get the word out about what our government is really like are now vindicated once again. The WikiLeaks release confirms what all of us in the independent media have known for years. They're still trying to call us conspiracy theorists. I think at this point, if you want to still use that word, we're conspiracy factists. Because, yes, Virginia, there are conspiracies, and we are finding them out there. Now, they're still trying to find some way they can shift the blame and make this all look like somebody outside was doing all this. And over at the Express in Great Britain, they're running this story, Russia behind the latest CIA data breach on Julian Assange's WikiLeaks. And they actually did a trial balloon on this one last week as well. But I want to give you a little bit of common sense, and I'm going to do that by virtue of a lesson from history. When Bletchley Park broke the Nazi Enigma code, the fact that it was broken was classified as ultra top secret. Because had Germany known Enigma was broken, they would have simply changed the system and Bletchley Park would have had to start all over again. The fact that the Allies were able to read the Nazi traffic was one of the most highly classified secrets of the war. And even after the war, the fact that the U.S. and Great Britain could read Enigma messages was still classified because the United States and Great Britain made presents of captured Enigma machines to friendly governments to use, not knowing that the U.S. and U.K. could read the encrypted messages. Now, the same applies here. If Russia had broken into the CIA and gathered all this data on their capability, they would never, ever reveal it. Because they would want the CIA to go on using the same systems Russia knows about and could evade when necessary, rather than have the CIA or NSA start changing things around. So on the basis of this simple lesson from history and some common sense, Russia is not the source of the WikiLeaks information. This claim is just more Russia bashing from a corporate media whose motto seems to be, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Now, according to former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell, he is saying that as far as he can tell, this Vault 7 is an inside leak. And he's saying, absolutely, this was leaked from inside to Julian Assange. It's like Edward Snowden, the sequel. And it certainly reads like that with the sheer volume of documents they've got here. So far, 8,000 have been released. There are rumors that more are coming tonight or tomorrow, specifically focusing on Angela Merkel. And these documents are detailing the crimes of the CIA, and the corporate media won't touch them. Of course, the corporate media is part of the problem. Because of Operation Mockingbird, all corporate media in the United States is under the direct control of the CIA. So, of course, they're not going to report on any of this stuff. Of course, they're going to attack anybody pushing the story as a tinfoil hat-wearing wingnut kook conspiracy wacko. You don't want to listen to them. Listen to the CIA. We're a swell bunch of Joes. Just look at those Harrison Ford movies and read the Tom Clancy books. That's what we're really all about. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you on that one. Now, Ron Paul is out there saying that these leaks are a good thing. Because when the intelligence community behaves illegally, they ought to be exposed. Leaks are essential to freedom and democracy. And whoever did leak this understood. Snowden went through the same thing. What we're doing is wrong morally, illegally. It could actually cause more problems in the long run. And somebody else has now reached their breaking point as well. And Ron Paul says they're doing a good thing. I heartily agree. Now, with the revelation of the CIA's Umbridge Group, which stole hacking tools from other countries in order to hack into computers and lay a false trail to a third party, primarily Russia and China. People are now looking past the obvious fingerprints on hacking attacks, and they're finding other indicators. And apparently, Assange on his live stream was talking about how they're going to give the tech companies all of these CIA hacking tools in order that they can be blocked. And apparently an antivirus expert approached WikiLeaks to say that the attacks previously blamed on Russia, China, and Iran now do track back to the CIA once you look past that first frame-up level of artificial fingerprints. So the evidence is pointing that all of this stuff was the CIA. And maybe that's why the Department of Homeland Security was trying to break into all those voting databases to use those CIA tools, those stolen Russian hacking tools, to say, see, Russia hacked the election. Russia hacked the election. Trump out, Hillary in. And they failed miserably because they weren't able to actually get into those voter databases. Now, somebody was asking Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, about the CIA hacking, and he just breaks into laughter. And he's saying, where do I begin? And basically he says that when he goes on any kind of negotiations or anything, he leaves his phone at home. When they go into the meeting room, everybody leaves their cell phones outside. Those cell phones are your enemy. They are not your friend. All those wonderful things in there, like sensitive microphones and cameras, you're allowed to use them. But the reason they're there primarily is so the government can watch you and keep eye on you. Might be a good time to consider getting a privacy case, since you can't take the batteries out of most of these phones. All you can do is shield them, or leave them in your car, or even leave them at home if you want a little bit of privacy here. Now, remember how that one FISA warrant, or the earliest accusation that Trump was communicating with Russia, involved a Trump server in communication with a Russian bank. And the story is getting murkier and murkier because, first of all, it turned out that server did not actually belong to Donald Trump. It was being used to host a bogus Trump website that was over at GoDaddy, and they sent some traffic back and forth to this bank, which appeared to be little more than just, hi, how are you, what's your cost for a savings deposit box kind of thing. And that manufactured trail was the basis for this accusation that Trump and Russia is working together. Now it's turning out that that server over at GoDaddy didn't even reach to Russia, but in fact was communicating with CIA's Frankfurt spy headquarters. And they were pretending to be the Russian server. The internet traffic wasn't even real to begin with. The story is just all falling apart. All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob, are you there?
Yes, sir. Aloha. Mike, I cannot state this enough. I love your show. I've been telling you this for quite some time, but I have a quick point I want to make. Hope I'm not too off subject. I wanted to talk about this travel ban. It seems like we're at the same point again. These judges are going to, put a stay on it and rule that it's not constitutional.
Well, this is a fight between the globalists and the nationalists, and unfortunately, the globalists have co-opted too many of our judges. Now, I do know that the federal judge who did the initial stay on the previous version of the travel ban is not going to do so now. Unfortunately, we have five states, and sadly, Hawaii's one of them, are filing lawsuits against this, saying it discriminates on the basis of religion, which it does not. But we understand that if it gets to that Ninth Circus Court of Appeals, those liberal judges are going to say, oh, absolutely, the borders have to stay open. We don't care if terrorists come on in and blow things up. That's just the price of the emerging global society, or some such nonsense.
Okay? I mean, it just seems like these globalists have all these, are blackmailing potentially all these judges.
And blackmailing, these judges really bribes, yep. Who knows what's going on. I mean, and, you know, we're finding out now that even though a lot of the money is coming out of George Soros' pocket, apparently, a lot of our tax dollars are pouring into his pocket as well. I'm wondering if maybe a chunk of that $6 trillion that vanished from the Pentagon books is being used to fund this push for a global government. Because when you start blackmailing judges all across the country, the costs of that run up pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I loved Claire's story on that island off of Yemen. I did not know that. So that was a great clarification. So,
yeah, it was, and we're going to stay focused on that. And obviously, if you go and try and look at it through Google Earth is using photos from back in 2004, 2006, so you can't see anything. But we've searched all over the web, and we've found multiple confirmations that this apparently was the prize to go back into Yemen, was to have control of that island and to put this really gigantic naval base on there from which to project power across the Gulf area and the Indian Ocean.
Yeah. Oh, and Mike, last I saw the President Assad did an interview with Chinese TV, and early reviews on Trump are not good. According to him, they're not going after ISIS.
Yeah, I saw that the other day as well. That I saw that as well. And, you know, Assad wants his country back. And again, I'm seeing, you know, I got to admit, I'm very disappointed so far in the Trump presidency. And again, he is showing that he's very dangerously naive about politics. He's allowing himself to be too heavily influenced from outside, from the established order, even at the same time that he's literally at war with some of them. And I'm afraid he's being led down the primrose path into World War III.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now then, apparently a Russian journalist wanted to interview Lindsey Graham about the WikiLeaks revelations, and apparently Lindsey Graham literally ran away from him saying, I'm not aware of any CIA hacking. I'm not aware of any CIA hacking. Reminds me of the Sergeant Schultz character on the old Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. I know nothing. Leave me alone. And that's what Lindsey Graham is doing. Now, one of the things NSA has been doing is scanning social media, and apparently the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has been scanning social media accounts of everybody who visits the United States of America. And I can tell you right now that this was ridiculous. Everybody lies on social media, especially if they're trying to get a hot date for the weekend. They always puff themselves up to be more than they really are. They claim more than they really are. They say that they're younger than they really are. They Photoshop their pictures. And it's ridiculous. And so it comes as no surprise that the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services pilot program has been a complete flop. This automatic scanning of visitors' social media profiles produced no usable data. And they said, basically, we're better off going back and just looking at their social media with human eyes. So that's the good news. They built this huge global surveillance system, and it can't actually work. But they have opened us up to a lot of damage from cyber criminals. iPhone, Android devices are totally defeated by all these CIA zero-day exploits. The CIA insists they're not spying on us all, just like Clapper insisted NSA wasn't spying on us all and was found to be lying under oath before Congress. But even if you take the CIA at their word on this particular matter, what it means is they have opened up every single American citizen to be victims of cybercrime just on the off chance that they might someday want to look at somebody they think is a terrorist. And as we proved with our NSA challenge, real criminals and real terrorists don't have to worry about the NSA. It's very easy to create a new code the NSA cannot break. That's the reality. All of this spying is on you. It's Big Brother making sure that you are not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. That's what's going on. Now, we've been talking about this raging epidemic of malware in smartphones, and it's causing a lot of problems for our readers and for other people, and it's certainly cheating the legitimate advertisers whose ads are being hidden behind the fake ads from the malware. Well, according to Checkpoint, what they've discovered is that the Androids are being infected with malware inside the supply chain. In other words, after they leave the factory, they're okay there, but somewhere in the warehouse, on the cargo container, whatever, they're all being infected with all of this malware. I wonder if that's another CIA operation. By the time that phone gets to your little store where you're going to buy it, it's already compromised, according to Checkpoint. So that is a very, very serious situation here. Apple's iOS and Windows have gaping holes put in by the CIA to allow them to install spyware on anyone's computer anywhere in the world. And, of course, those same gaping holes invite cybercrime, ransomware, theft of your product ideas, theft of personal photos. How is this protecting America's IT infrastructure? We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the CIA's hacking tools. And there's a very interesting article that came out of libertybeacon.com. And they're quoting a study by the RAND Corporation, which is a very well-known think tank. And RAND basically undertook a study on how long the government's malware will leave your computers vulnerable to things like cybercrime. And RAND found that the CIA's exploits have an average lifespan of 6.9 years before the vulnerability was disclosed to the software maker to be fixed, or before the vendor made upgrades to the code that inadvertently eliminated the security hole. Some of the exploits survived even longer than that. 25% had a lifespan of a decade or longer. So when the CIA breaks in your machine to verify for themselves that you're not a terrorist, they leave your machine vulnerable to cybercrime for an average of 6.9 years. Effectively, in this age of planned obsolescence, it's for as long as you own that computer. Its security has been compromised on the off chance that you might be a terrorist. By the way, there's a very funny video we posted to whatreallyhappened.com, and somebody made a video of talking to Alexa. And they ask Alexa, you know, what is the CIA? And that answers that. And then, Alexa, will you lie? No, I don't lie to you. And then they ask, are you connected to the CIA? And Alexa just shuts down. No answer. No answer at all. Now, there's another possible villain in all of this leaking going on. This is getting back to the DNC email leaks that proved so disruptive to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And again, it's not the leaker who caused the problem. If Hillary and her people had been playing by the rules, there would have been no leak. There would have been no FBI investigation. This all goes back to Hillary's corrupt cartel. Now, there's been a big stink over these four Muslims who were working in the Congress IT office, and they were caught accessing computers they weren't supposed to. And they weren't fired because they were afraid of Islamophobia accusations, and so they were allowed to stick around. It turns out one of them had the password to Debbie Wasserman Schultz's email. So you just think about that for a while. For all this screaming about security and protection, they're really not very good at it for themselves. Maybe they just figure, why bother? The CIA is going to get in there anyway. Now, former CIA Robert David Steele is reaching out to President Trump, warning him that Eric Schmidt over at Google is already censoring the internet of all Trump supporters, Trump supportive articles, anything in favor of Trump. It's being scrubbed from the net as far as Google is able to reach. They've become the gatekeeper. They've become the Volksfunk, the Nazi people's radio that could only tune the government's channels here. Now, Harvard University is the latest institution of the establishment to leap into this fake news fray, and they've published their guide, the Harvard University Guide to Fake News Websites, and it includes virtually every major conservative site, but none of the left-wing news organizations or websites. It was an attack purely on conservatives, and I'm proud to say that whatreallyhappened.com made the team. I finally got into Harvard. Mother would be so proud of me right now. Now, let's get back onto this situation about, did the Trump campaign meet with the Russian ambassador? Yes, of course they did. Did they talk about the campaign? No, according to both parties. Here's the blockbuster. The Kremlin has come on out and said, yeah, we were also meeting with Hillary Clinton's advisors. And no, we didn't talk about the campaign. Meeting with foreign ambassadors by presidential candidates and their advisors is part of getting ready for the job in case you win. But the liberals and the corporate media are trying to turn this into like some kind of nefarious situation. But now it's out. Hillary's people were meeting with the ambassadors just as much as Donald Trump's were. It was a big nothing. Now, as you know, there is a big hue and cry about the firing of the Obama appointed U.S. attorneys, or the demand for their resignation. One refused and was fired. More about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting
way. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, as you know, last week, Attorney General Sessions requested resignations from all the remaining Obama-appointed U.S. attorneys across the country. One of them refused to do it, made a big stink about it, has now been formally fired from their job. And the corporate media is just in an uproar. How dare you do this? How dare you do this? And again, more hypocrisy, more double standard. This is the same corporate media that's been trying to dismantle Trump's administration from within with the attacks on General Flynn and on Sessions and the rest of it. And let's not forget that when Bill Clinton won his first term in office, he fired all the U.S. attorneys and put his own appointees in. Why? So that he could control who got arrested and prosecuted in federal court in every state of the union. Now, if Donald Trump's administration is getting ready to go after some of the corrupt in this country that were involved in election fraud and all the rest of it, he's got to have U.S. attorneys that are going to do the job he tells them to do. And, of course, the liberals are just completely in a panic about this because they were counting on those Obama U.S. attorneys to sort of, we don't really feel this rises to the level of a prosecution, the same thing that Loretta Lynch did for Hillary's Title 18 violations. So these let-go U.S. attorneys are all kicking up a big fuss. How dare he do that to us? Even though every incoming president's prerogative is to fire whoever he wants and replace them with their own people. And even Judge Jeanine Pirro was talking to this one who refused to resign and was fired and saying, so what? Presidents are allowed to do that. When you take a job as a U.S. attorney, you understand the next president coming on in may be the end of your particular employment. Now, Judicial Watch, go Judicial Watch. Give me a J. Give me a U. They're basically in a lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service to disclose new documents about how the IRS selected individuals and organizations for audits based on applications requesting nonprofit tax status filed by the Tea Party. So the Obama IRS scandal is continuing. And remember, use of the IRS against enemies was going to be one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon, but he had the good sense to resign before the real dirt about Watergate came out on the Senate floor. Another story coming out of WorldNet Daily, people who are trying to look into whether or not there was election fraud last year are finding their way blocked by the holdovers from Barack Obama's administration. And apparently civil rights leaders who met with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, everybody's out there saying no more investigations, no more investigations, and they're not getting the data. Now they are finding it in Virginia. They discovered more than 1,000 illegal aliens were registered to vote, but everywhere they go, there's this roadblock being thrown on up there. Sherilyn, I guess it's LaPhil, president of NAACP, is saying you're trying to intimidate our communities. No, we're trying to intimidate people who are not legally allowed to vote into not voting. And again, look at the timeline. Back last October, Barack Obama on TV, it's impossible to rig our election system. It is robust. It is distributed. There's no way it can be done. And then all of a sudden, we had in November, Hillary Clinton say, Russia's hacking the election. Russia's hacking the election. And then Jill Stein is saying, we want a recount because the election was hacked. The election is hacked. And now today, we have all of these liberal organizations saying, don't investigate if there was hacking. Just take our word for it. It was Russia, but don't actually look at the data, because every time election fraud has been found, it favored Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. And that's another reason why the liberal establishment are just scared out of their mind. They literally bet the farm Hillary was going to steal that White House and be in control of all the records and keep the cover up in place. And now it's not working. And it's beginning to look like Hillary's political fortunes are definitely in decline. As you know, they're running an exploratory campaign up there in New York City for Hillary to run as their mayor. Rasmussen's latest poll is saying, no, the New Yorkers don't want her. They do not want her. So, now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said he now wants to appoint outside counsel to investigate the myriad of scandals that President Obama was involved in over the Department of Justice and the Internal Revenue Service. So they're starting to dig at the dirt, and there's a lot to find there. So let's talk about Anthony Weiner. Story coming out of Fox News is that prosecutors are weighing child pornography charges against Anthony Weiner. Remember, he got caught playing his usual games with underage girls. And on the laptop he was using to do it, they found more of those State Department emails, which is what forced FBI Director James Comey to announce the case was being reopened, which Hillary has blamed for her election loss. And apparently the worst charge comes from the fact that Anthony Weiner made a recording of one of the calls this underage girl made with him, which technically qualifies as the production of child pornography, which carries a 15-year mandatory minimum prison sentence upon conviction. So it's time to start pushing for a deal there, Tony. And if this article over at thegoldwater.com is to be believed, Anthony Weiner is approaching the FBI and offering a deal. If they will drop that most serious charge, production of child pornography, he's going to turn state's evidence against the Clintons. So, Anthony, stay out of small aircraft, stay out of small suburban Washington, D.C. parks, and don't get really, 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 really depressed, because that could really start to unravel everything. There was a lot of stuff on that laptop. Now, Mike Huckabee is out there saying that as much as the corporate media loves Obama, that's how much they hate Trump. And it's kind of weird to go back and look at that Harvard University list of independent media websites, and they check off the reason they're on the list: bias, 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 bias. And yet when it comes to the corporate media, their bias is on full display with everybody. But they're the corporate media. They're the establishment. You must love and trust your establishment. I don't think so. Establishment going to fall down, go boom. Now, up in Canada, journalist Eva Bartlett is exposing corporate media for reporting Syria misinformation and claiming that it's news. And apparently, she has been harassed because of that as well. They're still trying to maintain the lies that this is all humanitarian, that we're there to get ISIS. And by the way, they're already ramping up the thing about, oh, Syria's suffering children. They're being used in combat. We must go in and save the children. Well, if you were that worried about the children, why did you start the invasion of Syria to begin with? Oh, and by the way, over the weekend, one of our readers sent in a new list of CIA atrocities, another timeline. There are so many of them out there. And so we've got that posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And you need to go on in and look at what the CIA is doing to other countries, and you will come to understand that's why the rest of the world hates the United States of America. They don't hate us for our freedoms. They don't hate us because we've got Disneyland. They don't hate us because we've got Miley Cyrus on her wrecking ball. They hate us because we have a bad habit of going into other people's countries and messing around with their government system in order to take them over covertly. Although these days it's not as covert. Everybody's on to the game here. Now, Donald Trump is talking about postponing his state visit to Britain to let the heat die down. And now they're talking about the first week of October. And I don't think the heat's going to die down, because I don't think the heat is a genuine grassroots reaction of the British people. It's another bought and paid for rent-a-mob that's out there trying to throw a monkey wrench into the partnership between Donald Trump and Theresa May, trying to pull back from this New World Order global empire and go back to having our own separate sovereign nations. Now, Donald Trump and Angela Merkel are due to meet this week. They were going to be doing it in the next couple of days. In fact, they were going to be doing it tomorrow. The trip is now postponed until Friday due to the fact that the Washington, D.C. airport and Andrews Air Force Base, where they park Air Force One, are absolutely buried under human-caused global warming. But this article that came out of Reuters is basically saying that not only is this meeting a clash of agendas, but it's a clash of style and substance. And the U.S.-German alliance, which has been continuous since the end of World War II, may wind up being damaged by it. And I think ultimately, if Trump is going to take our nation back to being a sovereign, independent nation, and Angela Merkel is still swearing fealty to the New World Order, obviously there's going to be a split over that issue. Over in France, the political system there is basically devolving into chaos, with corruption charges and accusations and attempts to get Marine Le Pen arrested for posting war pictures to her social media. And I'm sure the French people are just getting fed up with this nonsense in front of them. But as of right now, Marine Le Pen still looks like she's going to win the presidency, barring massive election fraud or an assassination. Now, Boris Johnson, I have to kind of wonder about him, because he came out with this very bizarre statement that Russia is planning to use all sorts of dirty tricks to meddle in the political life of European countries, though he, Boris Johnson, admitted there's actually no evidence that Moscow was doing anything of the kind. I mean, there's your political double speech. Russia's coming to hack us. They're not doing it right now, but just take my word for it. They're coming here. Now, up in Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon wants to seek a second independence referendum when Britain breaks free of the European Union. The Scottish Remainers want to break free of slavery to Great Britain and then re-sign up for the slavery to Brussels, which doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But it really is all political. And I think the Scottish should break free from Great Britain and stay free. Did William Wallace live and die in vain? Now, over in Czechoslovakia, you got to admire this guy's sense of humor. The president of Czechoslovakia, Zeman, was being interviewed on a Russian TV channel and asked if he was concerned about being branded a Russian agent. And he replied, yes, I'm an agent of Russia and particular of Putin. I should add, I'm also an agent of the Chinese president, lately also of the new American president. I'm an agent of Israel. And he just went down the list. And finally, he ended by saying, in truth, he is the agent of only one country, the Czech Republic. And I think that was an absolutely brilliant response. All right, so let's turn over to the war zones. There's a power struggle going on in Aleppo province. Now that the U.S.-backed rebels are being driven out, there's now a power vacuum that is being fought over by the Kurds, the Turks, and the Syrian forces. And so it's a very, very unstable situation, and they're trying to keep it under control. As that caller mentioned earlier in the program, Assad has gone public saying that the new U.S. military in Syria is not, in fact, going after ISIS and al-Qaeda. They're still playing that same old trick of trying to impede Syrian government forces from kicking out the U.S.-backed rebels. So I'm afraid Donald Trump has allowed himself to be snookered by the war party and convinced that this is necessary, that we continue along this agenda, even though the end of this is it going to be a world war the United States cannot win. So I know it's very upsetting to a lot of people. It's very upsetting to me that the future of the United States of America is either a major economic crash that brings down the government like the Soviet Union, or we're going to be in a world war that we will lose. That right now seems to be the only two possible future courses based on what's going on right now. I was hoping Donald Trump was going to be able to really turn things around and pull back from this insanity, but they've got him so busy fighting off the alligators in that swamp that he's letting a large part of U.S. foreign policy still be set by the establishment. And that is a loss, and it is a danger here. Now, here's this wonderful story over in the Huffington Post: Iran openly harassing the U.S., U.K., and others. It's become an alarming and dangerous pattern, a pattern of provocative actions initiated by Iran against the many nations in the region, Great Britain, the U.S., and its allies. Folks, these are Iranian coastal waters, and how dare Iran put their country so close to our warplanes and warships? Now, if Iran was sailing ships and flying warplanes along the coastal waters of the United States or Great Britain, there'd be a legitimate reason for complaint. But from where I sit, it is those nations sending their war machines right up along Iran's coast that are, in fact, being provocative. Iran has every right to come on out and take a look at what's going on to make sure that they're not being set up for an invasion. That's a very reasonable and prudent thing to do. And Huffington Post has once again reaffirmed its role in providing fake news to the American people. Now, one new development: Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has approved the creation of an Iranian naval base in Syria to give Iran a seaport on the Mediterranean. Israel is just furious, up in arms. They absolutely do not want to have that happen. Meanwhile, Netanyahu had a meeting with Vladimir Putin, and Netanyahu just went down memory lane with the history of Purim and how the Jewish people have suffered through thousands of years ago. And Putin basically brought him back up and said, you know, we're talking about things that happened 2,500 years ago. This is a different world, and we have to deal with what's going on right now, today. And of course, Netanyahu certainly does not want to hear that, because they still rely on that history of victimhood and especially the myths of World War II as powerful political tools. And Putin basically just said, we're not interested in anything that's happened, you know, more than a few years ago. We are seeing indications that Israel is going to launch a third war on Lebanon. And basically, Hezbollah in Lebanon is fighting against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, and it's left Lebanon vulnerable. And Israel still wants that Litani River. They still want that Litani River. So we can count on Israel finding some excuse to attack Lebanon. Oh, they threw a rug across the border. We have to bomb them. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call. Scott in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was just following the Brexit situation over in the UK, especially with the recent announcement that the Scottish leader over there wants another referendum. And I'm still not sure the EU is going to allow this Brexit to take place. It's the first time I've ever seen the establishment really possibly lose something, especially this huge. I still think that they've got stuff up their sleeves.
If the British people stand firm and they continue to elect leaders who will represent the will of the British people, we could literally see Europe decide to invade Great Britain on the same justification that Lincoln invaded the Confederacy.
Wouldn't that be wild?
I think it would be very unpleasant. I think it would be very unpleasant.
Well, after watching, I followed it very closely, Brexit, and one of my most favorite people to listen to is Nigel Farage.
Yes.
Not just for his message, but his delivery. He's very concise. He gets to the heart of the point. There's really no BS. And I think that the breakup of the EU, we could learn some lessons over here. I'm not too happy with our federal government. And what I'm really not happy with is the spending on the military is just out of control, and I don't see Trump reining that in. And the only way I can see us reining that in is to threaten the federal government that states may leave, you know.
Well, a lot of states are talking about that. We've had an independence movement here in Hawaii for a great many years, basically founded on the fact that the federal government annexation of Hawaii was illegal to begin with, and even the U.S. government has admitted that. There are independence movements in Texas. There's the Western States Coalition. There are secession movements up in Alaska as well. If there is a collapse of that government in Washington, D.C., like the former Soviet Union, we could easily see the United States go back to what it originally was, a group of individual states aligned together. That's what it was supposed to be. Each state was a sovereign entity unto itself.
But you know what's so interesting is over the last 200 years, we have been so indoctrinated to take our loyalties away from our immediate communities and then to our individual states and transfer.
Worship Washington, D.C. You know, anybody who's actually been to Washington, D.C., especially after dark, realizes that there is not a lot there that you can worship anymore. I mean, it's just horribly deteriorated.
I think the nationalism here is it's healthy in regards to the economic policy, right? I'm all with Trump saying, let's bring these jobs back. Let's stop being screwed over trade-wise. I just wish he would also take on, well, maybe it's just too much for one person to take on the military, because he's talking about this 12 aircraft carrier Navy, and that's just the last thing we need. Well, first of all, we both know that aircraft carriers are...
Well, they're sitting ducks right now. In the modern missile environment, they are as antiquated as battleships were in World War II. Got to let you go here, Scott. Got to do a break for station identification. Back with one more phone call after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.